This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That you have to your friends on the radio is a good one. It's a strong one. And one of the things that I know as the host, co-performer, the Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, is that people listen to us because we have something to say. And some of the things that we have to say are silly and some of them are serious. Some of them, though, will add to you having a better day, a more intelligent day, a focus on the things that are happening today. One of the things people are talking about, all these fires everywhere. There are problems in Canada. A lot of people being affected in British Columbia, western part of Canada, by the high winds, wildfires. Kind of like what the situation is in California, only I think because there are more people in California, Jennifer, more people are it's shaping up to be one of the worst forest fire seasons. Pretty much all up and down the coast. If you bring in British Columbia, there have been problems, I think, in both Washington and Oregon. But California, as usual, is bigger and better, or bigger.
Yeah, it seems like less about Southern California this time around and more about Central Coast and Northern California. I was up in Santa Barbara over the weekend and saw the Whittier Fire up close, which is just such a reminder that you don't want to mess with Mother Nature, because fire, water, all of the power that Mother Nature has is not something that we get to go up against very often. But it was amazing to see the turnout of support. We were at a hotel in the area, and there were fire crews in from Riverside County to the south, which is hundreds of miles away from Santa Barbara, and then Sacramento from the north. Cal Fire was there, and they were trying to get a hold of it. They didn't know how this one broke out, but it did break out near Lake Achimas Campground, which you never know if it was someone who was trying to live there or if it was a campfire or what the heck happened. But, boy, really tough job, because they have these sundowner winds that at night they get a hold of it during the day, and then at night these sundowner winds just shift direction of that fire. And so they went from having it 60% contained back down to 47%, and it kind of has been flipping back and forth. But just looking at the fire map, and you can kind of check it out, there's probably about 10 fires burning right now in California from Riverside all the way up to above San Francisco into like the Mendocino National Forest area.
Now, are these naturally, or have they been started or affected by human input?
I really don't know. I mean, the only fire that I've seen this fire season is the one that I just described to you. And again, I don't know. The investigation was still going on. A lot of times you don't figure out what exactly happened till after they get the fire out. But you kind of use your imagination. If it happens, if it's a wildfire, if it happens near a campground, you think, okay, was there some human interaction? We don't get a lot of lightning up here. So there's, you know, it's safe to say that that's probably the case for at least half of them, I would imagine.
A lot of lumber being destroyed in some of these areas that go north from there and into Canada. And the area in Alberta, which is where the oil shale is. You know, we've talked about, excuse me, wasn't there a fire? Was it last year or the year before?
Last year.
It was last year, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was the shale that was on fire, right?
Right. And then now there's another one, the same sort of thing. And this is really something, again, getting a hold of the natural side of this is that sometimes these fires just erupt. And then there are those who maybe set them on purpose or they set them by accident. But you, as Jennifer so, I think, appropriately pointed out, the power, the strength, the fire, these infernos, and the winds that they create themselves by sucking the air wherever it is, because that's really what they do. They suck in, the air, and that creates tremendous wind force all the way around it. And I don't know whether you cut off, certainly if you cut off the oxygen, that's going to be the end of the fire. But it's so hard to do that because there's so much power, huge power, in Mother Nature. And what, at the end of the day, what a horrible mess it creates. How many homes have been destroyed in these areas, and how much grassland and forest land, just as an animal, wildlife gets destroyed in these things. I haven't seen any loss of life, though, Jennifer. Has there been any loss of life?
In the fire that I saw this weekend, no, there had not been any loss of life. It was very much in a remote area, again, in the forest. So obviously it destroys a lot, but thankfully no structures or human beings.
All right, so what are you thankful for today? Jennifer, let's, and Victoria and Kara, think about what we are all thankful for as we start another hour of conversation. Thankful that you're not in Central California.
Yeah.
The heat. Yeah, now yesterday, we didn't, I'm thinking the heat in California is going to be worse than the heat that's here in, I'm back on the farm. The heat here, when I walked out of the airport last night, it was like a blast. As there's so much humidity in the air. The guys were supposed to paint my pickup truck on the farm over the weekend, and they didn't because the paint wouldn't have dried or cured properly because it's so humid. And there are all kinds of other things. How much real stress does that cause? In a sense, I saw something which made me think people would be thankful for the humidity because it's a great way to lose weight. All right, let's look at it that way.
What? Because you sweat or what?
Yeah. Right. Sweating, I've found when I
think humidity makes you blow up. Ugh.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God.
Makes
I was sweating it thick yesterday.
You I retain water. Ugh, gross.
My hair just goes really curly instantly.
Yeah. I'm going to be thankful. What, do you like curly hair?
Not when it's this short, no. When it was long, okay, but not this short, no.
Jennifer, you curl your hair, or do you have naturally? You don't have naturally curly hair, I don't think.
No, I don't. Although I've gotten older, which is really strange. Women know what I'm talking about. It's the weirdest thing. My hair used to be stick straight, and now actually I can scrunch it and get a wave out of it, which is weird. It's a tribute to hormones, is what it's a tribute to.
Do you use those curly things that women put in their hair to make them curl and dry?
A curler?
Yeah, I guess that would be that.
No, I mean, I'll use a curling iron every once in a while.
Hmm. All right, wait a minute. Back to what we're thankful for.
A curling iron, that's mine.
All right, Jennifer's thankful for a curling iron. Victoria, what are you thankful for?
This is going to sound weird, but I'm thankful that my husband made it home last night. He was working on a freelance project, and the elevators didn't work, and so he didn't get home till like 3:30, and I was very concerned that he would never get out of the World Trade Center.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want to even. That's one of the reasons I wouldn't go into those buildings, because of that kind of thing. Oof.
Yeah.
Think about it. That sort of is fear-based thinking. I always say no good decisions come out of fear-based thinking, but yeah. I don't know. I think you can live without it. I could, anyway. All right, Kara, you're very quiet. What's the problem? What's going on? Where are you?
I don't have a problem. I'm trying to think of what I'm grateful for.
You have to give it that much work, that much thought?
Well, I was letting my co-host talk so that I wouldn't interrupt them. I know it's a crazy thought. But I'm going kayaking with a friend later today, which is exciting. But I'm thankful for sunscreen, and hopefully it will keep me from getting sunburned because I'm going to be out at like 1 p.m. So cross your fingers for me.
Are you going to be on a river or a lake?
We're going to be on the Potomac. Which is really cool because you get to kayak by all the monuments and everything.
Very cool.
And I've never gone kayaking there, so I'm very excited. But, yeah, it's not very shady.
Yeah, but hopefully the humidity won't be too bad being, you know, at least splashed by the water.
Kayaking is a great exercise routine, too, isn't it? Especially your upper body.
Yeah, it's good for your upper body and abs. So hopefully I'll be super fit after today.
That's right. Send us pictures. All right. So at 16 past the hour, thinking about how those of you who have businesses getting the day started, how many of you are thinking about that person that left to go to have a better job, or that person that retired, or the person that you didn't like having around, so you got rid of them, and now you have to fill that slot, you have to fill that position. So if you're hiring and you're not quite sure where to go to find the best candidate or candidates, singular or plural, you want great talent, you need great talent, you deserve great talent, here's how you can find great talent. Use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Posting your job to all these hundreds of job sites here and around the world. A lot of times the people that work, let's say in technology, come from different places, and you want to be able to match the right person to your job. And so many more of these jobs are going, not wanting, but they're not being filled right away because there's so much demand. And so you want to cut the mustard. Is that the right expression? Cut the mustard? Cut through the mustard? No, cut the mustard. You want candidates who cut the mustard. Where'd that expression come from?
No idea. I've heard it, but I have no idea.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, get the right person for your job. I think I've underscored this any number of times, but I like to use this opportunity to underscore or remind you how great the ZipRecruiter experience can be. There are four or five of these companies that are pretty good, but they don't have the dashboard that ZipRecruiter does. And the one-size-fits-all thing that some of these places do, now it doesn't work well. It won't work well for you, but ZipRecruiter will. And because there's specific information, the candidates will find you. And the whole business of doing it quickly is another thing to be underscored. A day or two, and you'll be on your way to finding the right person. ZipRecruiter, used by businesses of all sizes and shapes. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV will allow you to post your job on ZipRecruiter free. Free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college. For their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, why don't bikers order in drive-thrus more often? Is it because the name drive-thru feels exclusionary? They should call it drive or ride-thru. But then, I'd need three extra arms to hold my drink and burger and fries. Nah, I'm happy with just two arms.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so other things we try to avoid on this program are stress, or helping you avoid stress. According to new research, biking to work can reduce your risk of early death by 40%. Yikes!
Unless you're biking to work at 4 in the morning, in which case it probably increases your chance.
You got to wear one of those yellow jackets.
Depends on where you're biking. I've seen a few bikers are a little crazy around in Los Angeles.
Jeez. No, yeah, they are crazy. They take a lot
of
chance.
Hear there's a new bike tax, actually, in Oregon.
In Oregon?
Yeah, really? $15 for like an adult, for every adult bike sold, $15 tax is going to be added on to it.
Really? So that Why? Adds to the stress.
Because they want to upkeep the bike trails, because nothing is free.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody can run things on regular tax. What happens is, just regular taxes being used for regular things. Everything's got a specific. Pretty soon they'll be taxing you to mow your lawn.
Yeah, and it goes up. The amount goes up depending on how fancy your bike
is. Aren't they less likely to upkeep the bike trails if people aren't going to buy bikes because of some tax?
You think that would enter into the conversation, wouldn't you? 21 after the hour, the DJV experience for Wednesday, the 19th of July.
T.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Time for a little Prince content. Victoria likes to tease me because I start some of our music segments by focusing on news from the dead music department. I don't think Prince... See, I think the other side of that is this is how these people live on through their music. Prince's music is far from dead. And there's a lot of attention being paid to it, what can be done with it. His family wants to keep the legacy alive, and, of course, the checks coming in. There's a judge in Minnesota where Prince was from ruling to officially rescind a large portion of Universal Music Group's $31 million deal with the Prince estate after it was revealed that the agreement would not include the distribution rights to his catalog before the music he wrote before 1996. So,
which is the bulk of his biggest hits.
Right, yeah. So, Universal and the Prince Estate's lawyers and the people, his bank was Commerce, Comerica, I think it is, the Comerica Bank.
Right.
They asked the court to nullify the agreement. Universal Music Group and the estate of Prince welcome the court's approval of our amicable resolution to this matter. So, then what was the beef here? And not enough money? Somebody thought they were getting too much money at Universal?
Well, it was double sold. So Warner Brothers already owned these rights, and then this this person managing Prince's estate after he died sold the rights again to Universal.
Music.
Yeah, and so Universal just found out through the new person managing the estate, along with Universal, got together and said, wait a second, something's not right here. And so the judge allowed them to just dissolve the agreement because you can't double dip on the rights to his music.
Oh, damn it.
See, and this guy made off with money. I mean, he brokered the deal and made money off of it. Yeah, the first guy.
Manager?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's claiming he did nothing wrong, but I think that he'll end up in court next.
Or maybe something. This is one of those, they'll put this guy in jail for no good reason. But what could somebody like this that's found guilty, a lawyer like this, what could he do to help society? There's got to be something that these people can do.
Yeah.
Think about it. to maybe teach other people the law. Have you watched that TV show Suits?
I haven't seen it.
It's a good take. I tend not to watch it unless I'm on a plane, but I saw four episodes of it last night on the plane coming back here. And it really is, the more I see it, the more it's well written. There are good stories, good guys, bad guys, but it's something, and it's all about lawyers. That's why I bring it up.
Right.
There are more bad guys than good guys, as exemplified by this Prince story here. All right, let's see what is happening with the folks at iHeart, who try to be pretty much everywhere in terms of the music festival. The headliners for this year have been announced: The Weeknd, Lorde, and Coldplay. This is in Las Vegas at the T-Mobile Arena, September 22nd, 23rd. Let's see who else is here. DJ Khalid. That's how you pronounce his name, right?
Khalid.
Oh, Kara.
Khalid.
Khalid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I like Khalid.
That's Kara's favorite.
Yeah, you know, Kara and Harry Styles are going to be there.
Oh, oh, well, I guess I know
Khalid
Miley.
And Harry Styles. Look at you.
Yeah. Chris Stapleton, Big Sean. Is there a little Sean? Or is this just... Pink, 30 Seconds to Mars, Niall Horan, David Guetta, Thomas Rhett, Kesha. Ryan Seacrest will host because he's their big star as far as radio is concerned. That's his. So he's... God, love that guy. I have great respect for him. Anyway, so they'll broadcast it a two-night special Wednesday, October 4th, Thursday, October 5th. Are we already talking about the fall?
Please. Yes.
Give us a break, will you? 28 after the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Paradigm shift. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Hold your index finger out, arm's length, directly in front of your face. Then alternate looking at that finger with your left and then right eye. As you alternate your winks, you'll notice that there is an apparent shift in your finger, a shift that occurs by the distance no greater than the width of your nose. It doesn't take much to make a shift in the way you see the world. Small changes in your self-talk, changes from phrases like, I can't stand it, to I can stand it, help you go from demanding that things should be different because they're unbearable to maybe wishing they wouldn't have happened, but still fully understanding that whatever happened was not the end of the world. These type of language changes are no bigger than the shift from seeing your outstretched finger with one eye or the other, but the shift in your psychological paradigm is huge. For more on perspective, visit drchristianconti.com.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Very revealing, these conversations that go on off the air, DJV Show on the air. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at Kara, at the Seashell, and that's
there
Kara.
There you go.
Doug Steffen. You can like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show, where there is a tribute to my grandson, in a manner of speaking, and my foot. How'd you do on that? Oh, no. Actually, yesterday was kind of cute. Megan called and said, meet me at the Beverly Hills Water Park.
Yeah, I figured you must have gotten distracted because, Mr. Doug, not to call you out, but we were supposed to get together yesterday, and you said, I'll call you as soon as I know where I'm going to be. And here's what I heard. Here's what I heard. Ready? I heard nothing.
Wait a minute. I thought we decided...
Why is it so difficult for Doug to give you more than
you
a 35-minute window of opportunity
to
see him?
You remember, right? He's like...
Yeah,
He said, oh, we could still have breakfast. He's like, okay, I'll call you when I know where I am at 9 o'clock.
Right. Any minute then, and then this is what I heard.
Okay. But I left you things, and in my wake, I left you things.
What, empty wrappers from your Tootsie Rolls?
I noticed I had to refill the Tootsie Roll supply.
Yeah, that too. So anyway, but I didn't think you'd come over to Beverly Hills.
No, I wouldn't have. You're crazy. No, but I thought maybe you might come to me. That's what usually happens, right?
Yeah, I usually do come to you, but yesterday it was...
I'm a prima donna. Yeah. I need to come to me.
So next time around. So anyway, did you post that picture of me in the pool with Miles?
Yes.
Not picture, but there's a little bit of a video, mm-hmm. a little short window of a video. It's posted at facebook.com/DJV show, plus a picture of Miles and me at the miniature train museum, which is a fascinating place. But one of the things about Los Angeles, it has so many, and I give you this as an example of what probably can be found in most every city, but there is a treasure trove in Los Angeles of things, and Megan loves to look around for things that will stimulate Miles. And so there are a lot of kids that were at this pool yesterday, and it's just funny to watch them. When I was at the school with them the day before, the reaction of 2.5 or 3-year-olds to other 2.5 or 3-year-olds, it's like they look at the at first they look at each other like they are from outer space. Yeah, who is this person? What's that curly hair? You know, the sorts of things that they're curious, because at that age they're just very curious. Can you any of you remember back to when you were about that age? That's when memories first begin to form. Do you remember anything 2.5, 3 years of age? Anything about where you were living, what you were doing? Did you have fun?
I think it's an overall sense of something, and it would take me to see something to kind of bring me back to it. But
it refreshes your mind, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I remember sitting on couches, and this is when I was really young, I think maybe 2. My grandma, and actually the house that I live in, I would come over and I would visit my grandma, and she would sit with me and take all of her old, prevention magazines and Reader's Digest. That was the big one. Mm-hmm. She would take Reader's Digest, and she'd sit with me on the couch, and we'd comb through the magazines looking for dogs and cats.
Really?
To adopt or just...
No, just to look at. I mean, just, yeah. I mean, that's the kind of adopting of animals we did. It would be like the contest to see who could find the most dogs and cats.
Yeah. That's very cute. All right. What about you, Victoria? Can you remember back... It doesn't seem like that long ago, I'm betting, for some who are going through this exercise with us. Go ahead.
Well, it's funny. My mom and I, a couple weekends ago... when we got back from the honeymoon, my mom and I were running errands, and we were coming off the highway onto this little off-ramp, and I said to her, I was driving, and I said, isn't this the place where we got rear-ended once? And she looked at me, she said, how do you remember that? You were only, 2, and I was in the back seat of the car, and the back of the car, we weren't hurt, but my mom had this, those old boats of her Mercedes, that were like an army tank.
Had a couple, yeah.
We had one of the army tank Mercedes, and so somebody rear-ended us, and I remember being on the side of the road. It was just my mom and me, and my mom was panicked. I mean, we were fine, but I remember the whole scene and waiting for the police to arrive, and the woman who hit us, the front of her car was destroyed.
Yeah.
And
didn't much bother the Mercedes at all.
No, I don't think my mom's coffee.
Those old
spilled.
Mercedes, man, they were tanks. Yeah,
but she couldn't believe that I remember that, because she started calculating back when it was, and she said she thinks I was maybe just 2,
wow.
and she couldn't believe I remembered that. And it was weird. It was the thing that triggered me was just I hadn't been on that off ramp in so many years, and that's what made me remember it.
There
so,
you go. All right, Kara, what about you? Back to your first memories.
Yeah, it's really funny. My uncle has been kind of taking on this project this summer where he's going through and digitizing a bunch of old pictures that we have. And so he posted a picture of me on my second birthday. And I was in, I moved when I was 9, but in the house I grew up in, we had all of this crazy stuff on the wall. So we had wood paneling in our basement. And then in the kitchen, we had this wallpaper on the wall that had... And I had totally forgotten about it until recently. It was like this white wallpaper that had all of these different kind of kitchen-y appliances, but it was like all these different colors, so it was like very kind of wacky looking.
Did you grow up on the set of that 70s
yeah.
show?
Basically, we had orange shag carpeting in my basement.
So. Orange shag carpeting?
Was it orange or was it rust? Because I think every house during this, we had rust carpeting in our house when I was
growing up. Oh yeah, and it was slightly different colors based on where it was in the sun, because parts of it had faded.
Yeah.
My family's like very old school, and so we like
kill it, use it.
This is why she's 25 and listens to Jim Croce. This makes sense.
Yes, actually. So basically, everything we owned is just like, you know, it worked, so we never saw a reason to replace it. So that's why we still had orange shag carpeting or rust shag carpeting when I was 9 years old, and it was like 2000. But yeah, no, I'm kind of like Jen. I don't remember that many specific things unless I have like a picture or something to trigger it, but it's just good feelings of having two older sisters and getting to play with them and all of that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Would they torture you?
These things.
They didn't torture me. They just blamed a lot of stuff on me. Like, oh, this thing got broken. It must have been the baby.
So that's why I talk about some of these things, because it's kind of fun, but I'm betting that Miles' first memories of his mother and his father and of me and his Uncle Brendan will be based around the things that he's seen, many things that you see posted from me about our experiences are things we do together. I think that helps to stimulate brains and helps to make youngsters much more curious, which is, for me, the best way to bring somebody into the world is to have them curious about things that are different. And then they're more, accepting of different places, different people, different circumstances, the more you are exposed to those sorts of things. That kind of stuff is more valuable than money or anything else, I think. And so that's good that you remember those things, ladies. People in the news, Daniel Radcliffe. The star of many things, but mostly he started with Harry Potter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now how old is he? Probably 30-something, is he? How old is Daniel Radcliffe?
27, yeah, something like that.
Came to the aid of a man who was cut in the face and mugged last Friday in London. And he helped this man who was in his 50s somewhere, who was walking in the road when a couple of people riding a moped snatched his bag, and then they rode off, suffered a cut in his face during the incident. One of the police officers witnessed Radcliffe help out. It was a bit of a surreal moment, he said. You're Daniel Radcliffe. And he said, I am. He was really a nice bloke. A lot of stars wouldn't have stopped to help.
Do you really think that's true? I don't think that's true.
I don't think it's true either.
I think
that's
most
a stupid statement.
Yeah.
That's made by somebody who's an ignoramus, frankly.
I think that most normal human beings, whether you're famous or not, if you're walking by someone who has their bag stolen and they get cut in the face, you're not just going to look at them and keep walking on by.
And I think that
my dad was telling me a story about, well, and I guess this is the opposite. William Shatner was riding a motorcycle and he had an accident and he fell off, basically. And he was scraped up.
How long ago was this?
A few years ago.
Yeah.
And he scraped off, it was kind of scraped up, and so he was sitting on the side of the road by himself trying to get help or wait for help. And somebody rode by him and screamed out, "Hey, Captain Kirk, how's that working for you now?" And just kept driving.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow. So there,
crap.
I mean, yes, I think that most people have great, you know, there is great humanity still, but there are still a few ding-dongs out there.
There are, but in this circumstance, I think my point is that these people who think that those who are well-known for whatever the reason are going to automatically be a-holes.
I guess maybe it's not that they're going to be a-holes, but they don't want to stop and then, you know, give people the opportunity to take pictures and all of that while they're there, but
I hate to say this, but I think men who are celebrities are more willing to stop than women because of the pressure, like Howard just said, of having a bad picture taken, and then you end up on the cover of a tabloid, stars without makeup, and I mean, which is a horrible thing that tabloids do to women on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
So I think when you hear people like Blake Shelton is constant, I feel like Blake Shelton rescues someone every week in Oklahoma. He's got his truck and he's pulling someone out of a ditch, and Harrison Ford has either crashes himself or pick somebody else up in an airplane. But I think that I think you don't see a lot of female celebrities doing it as much.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably because of that.
All right, so let's see what the reaction was to people when Emma Watson asked her friends and followers on social media help her find her rings. This is the Beauty and the Beast lady. And what is she starring in now? Was she something? Isn't she?
She did that movie with Tom Hanks.
The Circle?
Yeah.
And she's also known from Harry Potter. That's where she got her start.
Right. So she wrote on Facebook yesterday that some of her beloved rings have gone missing after a visit to a spa and a hotel, and she's really eager to get them back. Quote, were these just any rings I could accept this, but one of them was a gift from my mom. She bought it the day after I was born and wore it for 18 years, never taking it off, and then gave it to me for my 18th birthday. I wore that ring every day. It's my most meaningful and special possession. So what kind of response...
People are mean.
...does that sort of thing bring... Well, that's back to the human condition.
Is there
a reward being offered for it?
Yeah, I'm not sure if she found the ring yet, but I do know most people's responses were, you know, helpful. There was one funny one, though, that someone suggested, some guy, of course it's a guy, some guy suggested that she hire Elijah Wood, who played Frodo in Lord of the Rings. So, but for the most part, I think people were very sympathetic and trying to be helpful.
All right, speaking of sympathetic, in the sports department, there's a comment from Michael Vick aimed at Mr. Kaperkinski. Let's get to the...
totally different person.
Kaperkinski.
Yeah, Kaperkinski. I like that. So, Jennifer, you got this covered? Michael Vick?
Thank you.
The bad guy. Former NFL Michael. Quarterback Vick.
Yeah, we remember Michael Vick. He was the dog man, right? Well,
yeah, right.
He's a former NFL quarterback. He dismissed the notion that Colin Kaepernick's social activism has played a role in his inability to sign with the team this offseason. I'm going with Michael Vick on this one. I can't believe I'm going to say it. But there was a story that erupted. There was a woman who did an opinion piece saying that the NFL treated Colin Kaepernick unfairly and that they somehow prop up people who beat their wives more than they do someone who took a knee during a national anthem. So in response to that, Michael Vick said, quote, it has nothing to do with him being blackballed. The gesture that he made last year when he took the stand to do what he did, listen, we all appreciate it. We respected it. And it was a good thing. I really think the stand that he took has nothing to do with him not having a job playing in the National Football League right now. Instead, Michael Vick suggests a makeover would help Colin Kaepernick get picked up by a team. First thing we got to get Colin to do is cut his hair. That's what Michael Vick said. He had short, neatly cut hair when he led the 49ers to the Super Bowl following the 2012 season. But before last season, he grew it all out. He had large, like a large afro. Sometimes he had cornrows. Michael Vick offered Kaepernick a basic tip that could be helpful to anyone looking for work. And he's right. I can't believe I'm going to say it a second time. Just go clean cut, you know? Why not? Said Michael Vick, who, by the way, for the record, sometimes wore his own hair in an afro or cornrows in his younger days. He said the most important thing that he needs to do is to just try and be presentable. He added, perception and image is everything, and it's not the Colin Kaepernick that we've known since he entered the NFL, and I'm just going off my personal experiences. Now, there's so much here. The first so much is that Michael Vick is saying, yeah, it's not the NFL, dude. It's you. Like, you went a little wild, your play hasn't been great, and you don't look very good. Part two of this, and this is something for everyone to take note of, and I know it hurts some millennials' feelings to hear this, but you do have to dress for the job that you want, and you do have to look the part. I look at sports right now, and it looks like you're watching a woolly mammoth league. Everybody's got facial hair coming out, you know, hair everywhere. It's like,
I said that after the All-Star game. Remember the other day?
Get it together. Trim it up. Look at the Yankees. The Yankees, God love them, still have a dress code, I believe. I think they still have a dress code.
I think they're the only team that allows zero facial hair, and you have to have short hair for your haircut.
And part of the reason for that is not just about appearance. It's that it's about the team instead of about your own individual, preferences. It's about being one unit, and I think that's so important when you're trying to gel a winning team.
Well,
it's true.
Yeah,
I can't believe I agree with Michael Vick, but I do.
I know. Twice.
Well, then there are those who say, well, it just shows you the white guys, the fat old white guys that own these teams. They want everybody to fall in line with whatever their customs or mores or standards are. But you know what? If they're sending you a check, they have a right to tell you how to behave yourself. If you don't want the check, go do something else. That's pretty much it. 10 before the hour.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Past the hour now, it's Tech Talk time, presented by the folks that bring you Champion Generators. Many pretenders, some contenders, only one Champion Generator. Go to championpowerequipment.com for the generator. Whatever size it is that you need for your home, you need a generator. Champion Generators at championpowerequipment.com. All right, so Victoria, IBM has made a breakthrough. The hacker problem is big, big, big. So what have they done, and what can we learn from this?
Well, it's funny because I was thinking IBM is not a name that we've ever mentioned on the show since I've been
technology,
here.
Yeah.
It's not a company that is top of mind anymore. It used to be, but it's not anymore. However, this could be their big comeback. They say they have found a breakthrough way, and they've invented technology to stop hackers. In recent years, of course, we've talked a lot about data breaches. They've become all too popular. In many cases, hackers are able to get their hands on all of the data because it's not encrypted. The reason it's not all encrypted is because when you have that many lines of code, thousands and thousands and sometimes even millions of pages of code, it's incredibly expensive to encrypt all of it. It's also very time-consuming, but at the end of the day, when a hacker gets in there, that's the information that you would want to have encrypted, and that's where people's identities are being stolen, bank account information, things like that. IBM says they've developed a new mainframe, which is a gigantic computer server, that can encrypt billions of transactions in a single day. However, here is where this gets expensive. Companies will have to cough up about $500,000 to upgrade to the new IBM system. It could be a total game changer, though, for digital security, and it would certainly make customers at banks and retailers and health companies feel a lot better about handing over sensitive information. So IBM is now bringing this new system to the market, and we'll see who, you know, which companies are going to be the first ones to jump on this. But if this is a real breakthrough, then, you know, hackers are going to, they're going to have a big setback.
You know, I just was in my mind going back through something over the weekend that I remember getting. Verizon sent out a notice to all of its customers to change the password. And I wonder if that has to do with they 6-7 million people supposedly had a data breach. Is this the same kind of thing that IBM
exactly.
is trying to protect themselves from? Same thing. Right?
Same type of thing, yep.
Yeah.
That was 6 million Verizon users. You have to change your PIN.
Yeah.
Call up Verizon and change your PIN if you haven't already done it, because that's, yes, hackers got into that information. They have your full name and your email address. And in some cases, that's enough to hack a significant amount of your data.
Mm-hmm. All right, in a moment, putting the kibosh? How about kibosh? Let's change the vowel in there. Putting the kibosh on robocalls up next here.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
All right, so let's get to this next item here, Victoria. Can the Federal Communication Commission really get a lot of people lined up to put the nicks on robocalls? That's what people would like. We're tired of robocalls.
Everyone's sick of it. It's affecting your cell phones. It's affecting your landlines. 200,000 complaints annually are hurled at the FCC about robocalls. And so now they're trying to make some sort of stride against it. They say nearly 15 billion robocalls have been made already in the U.S. since January 1st of this year. That's insane. So now the FCC is starting to slap big fines on robocall firms. They, in the biggest move they've ever made, they fined one company that's based in Florida $120 million. And so they say the FCC said that company specifically was responsible for 100 million robocalls over the last 3 months of 2016.
What are they selling?
It doesn't even matter. They're hacking people. They're fake. They're all fake.
Yeah, but why? But they're trying to get them to buy something, aren't they?
No, it's a bunch of different things, yeah.
All right. There's the Tech Talk info for today from DJV.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.